Extreme pandemic measures prompt more Chinese to quit the Communist Party. As of May 27, at least 396 million Chinese have quit the Chinese Communist Party and its associated organizations, according to Tuedang.org, the Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP. Living under the strict zero-COVID measures of the CCP, many more Chinese people have awakened to the CCP's damaging of China and the Chinese people. The following are statements from some of the courageous Chinese who severed all their ties to the CCP in May. Refused to be enslaved. Luo Qi, Zhang Xintong, and Gui Jia, residents of Shanghai, quit the CCP through Tuedang.org. In a statement, they said that they have been victimized by the CCP's virus containment policy. "We have had no food, but the state propaganda machine, CCTV, claims the food supplies are plenty and life is good," they wrote. They said, "The wicked CCP knows nothing of shame." They vowed that only by quitting the CCP will they erase any complicity with the party's evil deeds and staying silence, and they would be free from being enslaved by the CCP. Former party supporter quits the CCP. Chu Junwen from China's coastal province of Shandong said that he used to be a believer of the CCP, but he has since awakened to its true nature in the pandemic. In the statement, he revealed the inhumane treatment he received after he was confirmed of the infection. "They welded my door, I could not go grocery shopping or work, and the staff of the pandemic control office kept harassing me and interfered with my regular life and activities," he wrote. He even dropped to his knees and begged for their sympathy, but their ignorance finally cost him his job, because he's absent from his work. He finally realized the so-called traitors and rumor-mongers as labeled by the CCP and state media were telling the truth. After searching for the truth online by bypassing the CCP's firewall, he realized that he's been the accomplice of evil and he felt ashamed of his ignorance. He wrote, "I hope many more Chinese will see through the CCP and stop the violent machinery. Zero COVID is national misery." Yin Fan from Heilongjiang, the northernmost province in China, joined the young pioneers of the CCP more than 20 years ago. He said the extreme measures of zero COVID had made many more people realize the misery of the Chinese people under the CCP's rule. In his statement withdrawing from the young pioneers, Yin wrote, "Look at Shanghai. The officials profited from the high prices of relief veggies coming from foreign provinces. Some even said that the pandemic should continue so that they can make more money." He also revealed an incident of a man from Harbin City setting himself on fire because he became heavily indebted over the long period of the lockdown. But state media claimed in their reports that the man was involved in arson rather than his self-immolation out of frustration. "The shameless CCP will get its retribution, and I will not be its sacrifice," he wrote. He stated, "I vow to cut clean from the CCP." A college student listens to his conscience. Fu Gui is a college student from Chongqing City. He said that as he grew older, he gradually realized the violent machinery of the CCP. "The glamour of the CCP is all propaganda," he wrote. He stated, "The tragic cases in lockdown Shanghai under the pandemic are the vivid records of cruelty and bloodshed of the CCP." Fu Gui withdrew from the Young Pioneers of China and the Communist Youth League. He indicated that after he learned the cruelty and lies of the CCP after visiting overseas websites and reading the 9 commentaries, he felt ashamed of his stern support of the evil force in the past and said his conscience was being tortured under the CCP. "But now," he wrote, "I will never again connect with the evil party. Xinjiang people are suffering." Lin Haichong and Jin Jiwei from Xinjiang quit the Young Pioneers. In their statement, they said that the people in Xinjiang don't have enough to eat. "The care and welfare the CCP claims to provide the people of Xinjiang is all propaganda." They said the stories of forced labor by prisoners in the Xinjiang concentration camps are widely heard. The beating, torturing, and even organ harvesting have been talked in recent years. "Ethnic minorities are forced to be sterilized," they stated. They emphasized defeating the CCP is everyone's responsibility. Victims of the dictatorship. Many who have withdrawn from the CCP have described the inhuman treatment they have experienced under the dictatorship. Huang Jingran from Shenzhen City said that his father's house was demolished last year. In the course of negotiations with the authorities, his father was badly beaten by local police. The demolition was then enforced without any compensation, and life became very difficult for the family. Zhang Yixuan and Ding Zhaoxing were miners from Heilongjiang. They described a co-worker at their mine who had embarked on the process of petitioning her unpaid retirement fund. The case was resolved by her being sentenced to a year and a half imprisonment. Wu Xingnan is a native of Shijiazhuang. He earns around $400 a month, but was made to tout that socialism is good, and to recognize that people in the US, UK, and Japan are in distress, he said. He asked, if the regime is really good, why do the officials send their relatives to the West? He felt he was being exploited for the needs of the CCP. He wrote, every minute and every second under the communist bandits' ruling is ruthless and dark. Waves of Chinese people have been quitting the CCP since the Epoch Times published an editorial series titled, Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party Amidst One of CCP's Most Brutal Persecutions Against the 100 Million Practitioners of the Chinese Spiritual Practice Falun Gong, which teaches people to live their lives by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The uncensored record of the CCP's cruelty and evilness in the Nine Commentaries has awakened millions of Chinese, leading to their quitting the CCP and its associated organizations. GSE Lee contributed to this report.